来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十五节到二十九节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 to 29.
二十五节，你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？二十六节。
26.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。二十七节，这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。二十八节，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。二十九节，因为我们的神乃是烈火。在这一处的经文里头，希伯来书的作者勉励我们。
In this part of the Bible, the Hebrews author reminds us and encourages us.
要我们谨慎，不能够违背警戒我们的神。
And it tells us to be alert that we may that we do not turn away from our God.
在地上，我们受到国家法律的约束跟制裁。
And within this world, we are restricted by the laws of the world.
那个犯罪的人，违背法律的人，尚且不能够逃脱他们的罪行。
And the ones that who have gone against the law and have done wrong cannot flee away from their wrongdoings within the law.
所以如果我们违背了天上的神所警戒我们的话。
Same thing if we have gone against what the Lord in heaven has warned us with.
我们更不可能逃脱他的审判。
We would not be able to flee away from this judgment.
在这里，希伯来书的作者做了一个对比。
Here the author of Hebrew makes a comparison.
对比于天上那个不能震动的神国。
Comparing that the kingdom of heaven that cannot be shaken.
这个地上的国度。就是我们所居住的这个世界，都要被挪去。
And in this kingdom, the kingdom that we live in this world, that is going to be all taken, removed.
最近地震很多。
And recently, there's been a lot of occurrence of earthquakes.
让我们想起在马太福音的二十四章那里。
It reminds us what's recorded in Matthew chapter 24.
那个主耶稣的门徒来问耶稣。
And the disciples came forth to ask Jesus.
请问耶稣，你在临的时候会有什么样的征兆？
They asked Jesus, "What kind of signs will appear during your second coming?"
当这个世界末日来到之前，有什么样的预告？
And what kind of signs that will we see before the end times?
好让我们能够知道，能够准备。
So that we will see these signs and be able to prepare ourselves.
在主耶稣所提到这个世界末了的征兆当中，其中有一个就是地震。
And from what Jesus has described about the signs of the ends of the world, one of them is earthquake.
所以当我们这个经历地震的时候。
And it's just like when we encounter earthquakes.
我们信主的基督徒跟没有认识神的这些世上的人们重点focus 的重点焦点不太一样。
And as for us Christians and the non-believers, the focus of our points during when we encounter earthquake is quite different.
没有信耶稣的这些世上的人，他们会把这个焦点放在灾难的本身。
And as for the non-believers, when they encounter earthquake, their focus is on that this is a calamity.
确实地震是很可怕的。
Indeed, it's quite terrifying, earthquake is.
虽然现在科技非常的发达。
And even though technology is so advanced today.
我们知道为什么 会有地震。
And we understand the reasons of why earthquakes occur.
哦，是因为这个陆地的板块移动挤压而造成的。
It's due to the reason of plate tectonics that they move and shift, and that's the cause of earthquake.
哦，我们也知道哪些地区可能会有地震发生。
And we also can predict and know which regions will have earthquakes.
但是我们却不知道它什么时候会发生。
However, what we cannot predict is when it will occur.
哦，虽然科学家致力在研究要来预测地震的发生。
And even though scientists and they continue to strive to learn about when earthquakes will occur.
哦，但是啊，以目前的科技来看，哦，还是无法准确的预测。
But from the technology that we see today, we are not able to precisely predict this.
哦，就是因为没有办法知道，所以更加哦，让人觉得它可怕。
And it's because of this not knowing which caused even more fear within the hearts of men.
哦，那这一百年来，哦，世界各地都有大的地震发生。
And within this 100-year span, there all over the world there have been occurrences of great earthquakes.
而且造成非常严重的伤亡。
And has caused many casualties.
哦，比如说1976年在中国唐山所发生的 7.8 级的大地震。
Like in 1976 in China, Tangshan, there is a 7.8 earthquake.
造成了24万人的死亡。
And this has caused 240,000 people in death.
几年后在1985年墨西哥也发生了 7.8 级的地震。
And then later on, 1985, there was also a earthquake degree of 7.8.
哦，当时有35,000人死亡。
And at that time, there is 35,000 casualties.
哦，在五年后1990年。
And 5 years later, 1990.
哦，中东的伊朗发生了7.3级的地震。
And in Iran, there is 7.3 degree of earthquake.
当时也死了5万人。五万。
And at that time, 50,000 people died.
哦，五年后，1995年，在日本的 Kobe 哈啊神户啊发生了7.2级的地震。
And in 1995, in Japan, Kobe, there is a 7 degree of earthquake.
日本我们知道，因为它是在这个地震带的国家，所以他们以防震这个闻名于世界。
And as we know, Japan lies on one of the plates, and therefore they're known for having lots of earthquakes, and they're also known for very well preparing for earthquakes.
但是那一次的神户地震也造成了5,400人的死亡。
But however, there's also 5,000 plus people in death during that Kobe earthquake.
四年后1999年的9月21号在台湾的南投这个中部发生了大地震，发生了 7.3 级的地震。
And in 1999, in Taiwan, in Nantou region, there's also a 7.3 degree of earthquake.
造成了2,000多人的死亡。
It has caused death of 2,000 plus.
再来我们印象很深的就是2004年。
And what we're very quite familiar with, the more recent one, the 2004 earthquake.
在这个印度洋因为地震所引发的海啸。
And in the Indonesia region, which the earthquake has caused a tsunami.
这个地震有8.9级。
And this earthquake was a degree of 8.9.
死亡人数有30万人。
And there, the number of death was about 300,000.
那接下来就是2008年在中国四川的八级的地震。
And then in 2008, there's the great earthquake in Sichuan in China.
7万人死亡。
And there are 70,000 people in deaths.
去年09年。
And last year, 2009.
在印尼的苏门答腊也有7.9级的地震。
And in Indonesia, there's also a 7.9 degree of earthquake.
哦，将近，这个1200人死亡。
And about 1200 people in deaths.
哦，今年2010年。
And this year, 2010.
哦，在年初1月12号，在海地的地震。
And in the beginning of this year, there was a great earthquake that we all know in Haiti.
哦，7.3级。
And degree of 7.3.
30万人死亡。
And there is 300,000 deaths.
哦，隔月哦，二月底，2月27号哦，在智利哦，8.8级的地震。
And the following month in Chile, there is a great earthquake of 8.8.
也造成至少500人死亡。
That has also caused at least 500 deaths.
好，那四月五号。
April 5th.
墨西哥跟加州边界7.2级的地震。
And on the borders of Mexico,And California, there is a 7.2 degree of earthquake.
哦，因为发生的地点哦没有人烟比较稀少哦，所以只有百多人受伤而已。
And because it's during a region, it's within a region that there's less population, therefore it's only a few hundred people that was hurt.
那最近的一次就是在中国青海4月14号7.1级的地震。
And the most recent one is in the Qinghai region in China, about 7.2.
7.1
degree of earthquake.
根据官方统计，有2187人死亡。
And according to the recordings of the death, there's 2,000 plus people that had died.
我们相信死亡的人数一定不止这些啊。
However, we understand that what is being recorded and the actual number is quite far off.
哦，地震的可怕啊，不仅在于哦那个灾难它本身哦，也在于啊它之后所带来的哦这个后啊这个接下来的这个。
And what's terrifying about an earthquake is not during the earthquake and earthquake itself, however, it's what comes after the earthquake.
哦，因为这些地震所带来的损失哦，不单只是建筑物的破坏、人员的死亡哦，再接下来就是这个传染病的流行。
And as we know, after an earthquake, not only that much money is lost in the building and also the death in the people, however, but what comes right after, and these are illnesses that are being passed around.
哦，粮食啦，经济等等的损失。
And also the loss of their economy, the money, and also their natural resources and food.
哦，比如说像海地的地震。
For example, the earthquake in Haiti.
哦，30万人死亡。
300,000 deaths.
哦，灾区就是在首都太子港。
And the cause, the main problem area of the earthquake is actually in the capital city.
哦，如果要完全复原的话，100年也做不到。
And their prediction is that for them to fully recover from this earthquake, even after 100 years, they're not able to do so.
哦，我们差不多一个月后就忘记了哦。
And as for us, the people that hear about this will forget about this earthquake about a month later.
但是他们要花100年才能够复原呢。
However, it's going to cost them 100 years to regain to the point that they once were.
哦，所以地震很可怕。
So an earthquake is quite terrifying.
哦，所以一些没有信耶稣的哦，这个世上的人们谈震真的是色变哦。
And indeed, for the people who are non-believers, they're indeed shaken by this.
啊，但是对于已经信耶稣的基督徒来说，
But however, for the believers of Christ,
啊，还有一个比地震更可怕的，
There is something that is even more terrifying than earthquake.
就是主耶稣的再临，那个末世的审判。
And that is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the judgment at the end days.
哦，耶稣用地震来预告他的再临以及世界的末了。
Jesus used this earthquake as a sign and as a way to let people know of his second coming and as a sign of the end days.
哦，就像啊，这个啊，一首哦，这个交响乐的序曲而已哦。
And it's just
不是它的本身哦。
It's only a prelude of a piece of classical music.
哎，所以地震本身哦。不是耶稣要我们这些已经相信他的人把我们的焦点放在地震的本身了。
And therefore, for the ones who are the believers of Christ already, God does not want us to only focus purely on the fact that there's an earthquake itself.
耶稣用它来警告我们，他快要来了。
Because God uses this as a way to warn us and let us be alert that He is coming soon.
哦，世界的末了要到了。
That the end of days is about to come.
哦，那刚刚我们所读的希伯来书那边告诉我们。
And from what we just read in the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
哦，说，再一次，哦，不但要震动地，还要震动天。
Here says, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.
什么叫做不单震动地，还要震动天？
So what does it mean to not only shake the earth, but also shake the heavens?
震动地我们知道就是地震。
We understand to shake the earth means the earthquake.
那震动天是什么？
Then what it means to shake the heavens then?
来看彼得后书啊。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书三章第十节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 10。
三章十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10。
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那天哦，那日啊，天必有大响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽。我们。再继续看十一节。
Verse 11。
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。十二节。
12。
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。十三节。
13。
但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。在这里啊，彼得告诉我们那个主要来的日子。
Here Peter tells us of the day of the coming of the Lord.
就像地震一样无法预测。
It's just like an earthquake cannot be predicted.
所以这里说啊，像贼来到，因为小偷要来，没有人知道啊，因为如果知道的话，他就偷不了东西了。
And it'll come just as a thief, because if a thief wants to come and rob you, of course they will not let you know, because if they let you know, then they're not able to take anything of yours.
所以主再来的日子就好像地震没有办法预测。
And just as the day of the Lord's second coming, it will be just like the earthquake cannot be predicted.
那他再来的日子啊，不但要震动地，也要震动天啊。
However, also on the day of his second coming, he'll not only shake the earth, but also the heavens.
就是指着整个，不但这个世界，整个宇宙啊，都要消灭。
And this is supposed to say that not only just our world, but the entire universe will be destroyed.
所以在启示录，这个使徒约翰，在圣灵的启示之下，他看到那个末世的景象。
And in the book of Revelations, Apostle John, through the visions that he saw the end days.
星星啊要坠落。
The stars will fall from the sky.
这个就是震动天啊。
And this is what it means to shake the heavens.
整个世界和整个宇宙就像书卷一样要卷起来啊。
And the entire universe will just be like a scroll, scrolled up.
书卷原本是展开的，现在要卷起来。
The scroll was once opened, however, now it's going to be scrolled up.
有些科学家用这个经节来形容这个黑洞。
And some scientists use that verse to describe the black hole.
会把所有的东西通通吸进去的。
Which this black hole will suck everything within it.
成为 哦、恢复到一点、哦、
And to return back to just one little thing.
哦，因为这个科学家认为整个世界这个宇宙、哦、是 Big Bang、哦、从一点然后爆出来的。
Because for scientists, what they believe is that everything was caused by the Big Bang Theory.
哦，那他认为说啊，哦，这个到最后、哦、仍然会回到一点、哦、
And that's why they believe that in the end, everything will return to the beginning, the source of the Big Bang.
哦，就好像这个吹这个泡泡哦，肥皂的泡泡一样。
It's just like a bubble that you're blowing.
哦，你仔细看它哦，这泡泡越吹越大、哦，那在这泡泡的表面呢、啊？或开始会有一些小小的这个洞的形成。
And it's just like a bubble. When you're blowing a bubble, the bigger that it gets, the thinner it gets, and you can start to see small holes.
哦，那这个洞啊就越来越大，然后泡泡就哦这个破掉，然后就又回到一个哦这个肥皂水珠啊。
And that bubble, the hole as it gets bigger, it will pop, and then it'll return back to that drop of water or the soap.
哦、那科学家就是说这个、哦、这个泡泡表面上这个一点一点、哦、这就是黑洞、啊哦、那会把整个宇宙、啊、吃掉回到起初的 那个 Big Bang 的、哦、那个之前、哦、的情况
And scientists use this theory of the bubble to、relate to the Big Bang Theory by saying that that big hole、in the bubble is just like the black hole and it will suck everything in and return to the beginning、before the Big Bang、occurred、
哦、所以一些相信、哦、耶稣的这个科学家、哦、就从这个圣经里头找到一个支持、啊、就是天地要像书卷卷起来来作为、哦、跟科学的这个 match、哦、的一个支持、啊、
And for the believers that are also scientists, they found this relationship、of what they believe in and also this proof that it will happen from the verses in the Bible.、
哦、那是不是如同这些科学家所讲的我们不晓得。
Is it just like what the scientists have told us that we don't understand?、
哦、但是我们从圣经我们知道到时候整个宇宙都要废掉、哦、
But however, from the Bible, we do understand is the fact that by the end days, the whole universe will be destroyed.、
哦、那个灾情、哦、绝对比这个在只是在地球上的地震、哦、来的大的太多太多了。
And the calamities and the casualties will be by far much greater than what we have seen within this world.、
啊、当然，这个也不是基督徒的一个重点，因为它也是灾难的本身。
However, this is also not the focus point for us Christian believers, because that's also what comes with the physical earthquake.
哦，因为我们刚刚谈到说，这个只不过是一个序曲，一个预告。
And it's just like what we have said. This is simply just introduction.
哦，那重要的是什么？是之后。那个耶稣再临的审判。
But however, what is even most important is what comes after the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ.、
哦、他要照着我们的行为来审判。
He will judge us according to our actions.、
哦、他要照着、哦、我们是不是接受他的救恩来进行审判。
He will judge us according as if we have willingly received his salvation.、
哦、得救的义人在将来那个永生的天国里头
For the righteous men that will receive salvation, they will be in the eternal heaven.、
哦、不得救的人、哦、将要前往那个、永行的地狱里面。
And for the ones that will not receive the salvation will head towards the eternal damnation of hell.、哦
啊、那个永生也好永行也好不单、哦、是、这个外在的、哦、环境的苦也包含内在心灵的痛。
And this eternal of goodness or bad not only includes the environment, the physical environment that you will suffer, but also within.
哦，因为我们现在没办法想象啊，我们因为带着肉体，所以都用肉体去想象哦。
And right now it's very difficult for us to fully understand because we are a flesh.
哦、但是当到时候我们从刚刚经文看到有形质的就是物质的物质界通通没有了。
And from what we have just read, we understand that whatever that is physical within this world will all be destroyed.
哦，而是那个内在的灵魂的永生跟永行。
Therefore, what is left is what is within our hearts. It is this everlastingness that will be saved.
哦，不单是刑罚本身的痛苦，而且是永永远远的。
Not only the pain and suffering of what will happen after your judgment, but this will last eternally.
哦，那同样的哦，那个永远的福乐跟哦也是一样哦，天国的永远福乐哦啊，不单是那个快乐哦平安哦，更是永永远远的。
However, it is also the same for the joy that you will receive if you are in the heavenly kingdom. This is a joy that is not short-lived but everlasting.
哦，所以主再来的这个审判关系到我们永远的归宿。
And that is why the second judgment of the Lord, when He comes, it has to do with our belonging for the rest of our lives.
哦，这个才是我们已经信耶稣、认识神的人应当。Focus 的一个重点啊。
And this actually is the focus point for us, who the ones who have already come to believe.
哦，所以当我们跟一般哦没有信主的世人同样经历这个地震灾哦这个灾祸的警告的时候。
And as for us believers, and as we face the same warning signs as the ones who are non-believers of these calamities that we face in the world,
我们会不会害怕?
Do we feel this fear within?
我们害怕的是什么?
And what are we afraid of then?
是灾难的本身,还是灾难,哦,所预告的那个审判?
What we fear, is it...the calamities itself, or is what comes after, and what these calamities trying to prophesize.
哦，所以小弟想说，第一个哈，我们给我们去思考的哦，啊，就是当我们面对这个越来越频繁这个的地震也好，或灾难也好，那带给我们的思考到底是什么？
And I would like to share with all of you what is.The concept and what we must ponder upon when we come upon these calamities.
哦，再来，我们看回来啊，希伯来书十二章。
Let's then turn back to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章哦，这里作者说，既然我们已经得到那个不能震动哦长存的国度啊。
And the author says, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
哦，这是指着说今天哦，凡是已经认识耶稣的人。
And this is to describe for the ones of who have already come to believe.
哦，主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣的救赎，让我们能够拥有得着那个神的国度的权利。
The precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, His redemption, His salvation, has let us gain this acceptance to the kingdom of heaven.
哦，那再接下来，哦，这个作者告诉我们。
Then, as we carry on and read, the author tells us this.
哦，那就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
哦，在这里说啊，哦，我们既然能够得着神的救恩，得以进到神的国度。
And what it's trying to tell us that if we're able to receive God's salvation and we're able to enter into His heavenly kingdom,
我们成为神国的子民,
and we become a citizens of heaven.
哦，我们当要有神国子民当有的表现跟样式才可以。
Then we need to have the personal, the characteristics and actions of a citizen of heaven.
哦，这个纽约也好，我们纽泽西也好，哦，都是处于这个世界交通哈，很繁忙的地方啊。
Either New Jersey or New York were considered one of the very busy traffic areas within the world.
哦，是国际的大都市。
And it's an international renowned big city.
哦，我们可以看到哦，这个形形色色不同国家来的人们。
And we can see people that come from around the world.
哦，但是你们从哦，我们可以从他们的表现、言行举止哦，就可以看出来哦，他们是从什么样的国家来的。
From the way they act and then the way they speak, we can kind of tell what countries they're from.
哦，是从这个文明的国度来的。
Either they've come from a civilized country or not.
还是从哦这个开发中的国家来的。
Or they come from a country that has not yet been fully developed.
哦，同样的哦，今天我们认识耶稣的人是神国的子民。来自于神国。
And same as for us today, we are the people of God, and therefore we are the citizens of heaven.
哦，那我们应当也要有神国子民当有的那个表现哦。
Then we should also have the attributes and actions of what a citizen of heaven should act like.
哦，那这里要作者告诉我们几点。
And here the author tells us a few points.
哦，这里说就当感恩。
It says, let us be thankful.
好，第一个呢，哦，这个作者谈感恩。
First, the author tells us that we must be thankful.
哦，然后才谈照神所喜悦的用敬，哦，用虔诚敬畏的心来服侍神。哦。
And then it says, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
好，作者先谈感恩，再谈服侍。
First, the author talks about being thankful, and then it talks about the acts of worship.
而不是先谈服事再谈感恩、哦、
And the author does not first talk about worship, and then talk about being thankful.
哎，这个让我们去想哦。
You can, it is indeed let us think.
哎，为什么要先谈感恩再谈服事？
Why do we need to first talk about being thankful and then talk about acts of worship?
我们想想看，如果一个人没有感恩的心，
When we think about this, if a person does not have a heart of thankfulness,
那他的服事，他的服务啊，会不会尽心尽力？
Then will their worship, will their servitude be wholeheartedly put within?
可能不会哦。
Perhaps not.
哦，就好像我们在公司上班一样。
It's just like when we're working in the company.
哦，规定嘛。
And because there are rules and regulation.
哦，规定哦，这个几点钟要到，几点钟才能下班。
And you have to abide by these rules and regulation of what time you must come to work and what time then you can leave.
哦，那你是什么职位？哪些事情是你必须要处理的？
And what is your position? And what are the duties that come with that title of your position?
哦，那也因你所付出的、哦、你可以领多少薪水。
And according to all of this and all that you have done, you have a fixed salary that you are able to take.、
哦、所以我们看到很多人上班的态度。
So we see the attitudes of people when they're at work.、
哦、就缺乏这个感恩的心、哦、
They lack this heart of thankfulness.、
哦我拿的薪水是我应当得的啦。
The salary that I'm being paid for is what I deserve.
哦，甚至啊，很多人会认为说啊，我不应当拿那么少，我应当得到的更多啦。
And a lot of people might think that I should not only receive this amount, I should be rewarded for a greater amount for what I do.
哦，所以公司亏欠我。
And that's why the company owes me.
哦，那这些客户啊，也亏欠我。
And all my customers owes me.
哦，这么啰嗦，这么难应付。
And there's such a hassle, and it's so hard to deal with them.
哦，要不是看在那个薪水的面子上。
If it's not for the sake of that salary of my paycheck.
哦，要不是啊，哦，我要养家活口啊。
If it's for not the sake that I must take care of my family.
我才不干呢。
I would not work.
哦，所以这样子的一个态度。
So with this kind of attitude.
哦，他的服务啊，一定是应付敷衍。
I'm quite sure their servitude and their way how they service is just a way of trying to get by.
哦，一定是很表面的。
Very superficial.
哦，一定是处处计较的。
And it's they care about every single bit.
哦，同样的。
And the same.
如果一个家庭呢
？For a family.
哦，家庭的成员，他们也不懂得感恩。
If the members of the family don't understand how to be thankful,
哦，用着在职场上同样的心态，哦，在 家庭里头生活。
And to use the same attitude that they have in their workplace to you, to have the same attitude within their family.
那个生活的品质我们应当都能够想象、哦、
Then I'm quite sure you will know what the quality of living, this outcome will be.
充满着仇恨。
It's full of hatred.
哦，我可以嫁得更好，我可以娶得更好。
I'm quite sure I could have married better, and the husband said, "I'm quite sure I could have gotten a better wife."
哦，儿女说，哇，我的父母亲为什么不像啊，我的同学或者是谁的父母亲一样？
And the children will say, why can't my parents be like my friend's parents?
哦，让我想要什么就有什么。
So that I can have whatever I please.
哦，那父母也会啊，觉得啊，我的儿女啊，为什么不像谁的儿女那样子？啊啊，我要什么，他们就能够孝敬我什么。
And the same as for parents, they might feel that why can't my children be like other people's children? That whatever I please, they will also try to fulfill in order to be filial.
啊，那对 housework 对那个家事啊，绝对也是斤斤计较的哦。
I'm quite sure they have to fight upon also the doing of house chores.
那总是有一些工作啊，是那种三不管地带哈、哦，都没有人管的。
And there's also oftentimes there are certain type of chores that is not really being held accountable by anyone.
哦，所以我们会发现，哦，如果你不懂得感恩
，So I've noticed that if you don't know how to be thankful,
生活的品质一定很低。
Then I will be sure that your quality of living is very low.
哦，工作的果效也会差强人意、啊。
And the outcomes of your work is will not be better than others.
同样的
same goes.
我们如果把这样的态度拿来教会、哦、用在我们、在、服侍神的态度上
the same if we bring this kind of attitude into church in the way of our servitude.、
哦、用在我们、信仰的生活里头
and we use this within our spirituality in our lives.
我们的信仰会好吗
Will our spiritual lives be good?
哦，我们的教会会好吗
Or our church be edified?
哦，所以为什么在这里哦，作者先谈感恩，再谈侍奉
And this is why the author in the book of Hebrews first talks about being thankful and then it talks about worship and servitude.
哦，这个也真的是我们可以去想一想的、哦。
This indeed is something that we can ponder upon.
哦，再来。
Next.
在这里哈、哦，作者谈哦，这个侍奉哦啊，必须要照神所喜悦的，用敬虔啊、哦，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉。
And it then talks about worship. So worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
人有了感恩的心，当然就想要回报神的恩典。
And when a person has a heart of thankfulness, then they will want to repay God's great love and blessing.
那最直接回报神的恩典，当然就是落实在我们对他的服侍。
And what is the most direct way of repaying for God's grace is to directly serve Him.
哦，也就是我们今天在教会里头的服事。
And that is today when we do our service within the church.
哦，但这里告诉我们哦。
And here tells us.
哦，我们服事神必须要照神所喜悦的。
And it tells us that we must worship God and acceptably.Meaning, according and found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
哦，不是照我们自己所喜欢的。
It's not serving in a way that we ourselves accept and we find it is good.
有时候我们所喜欢的不一定是神所喜悦的。
Sometimes what we enjoy doing is not necessarily what God finds favor in.
举个例子来说了哦。
For example,
这个小明哦，他的。八十岁的奶奶、哦、生日。
For example, a person's their grandmother is their 80th birthday.
哦，这个小明啊，想要送他这个八十岁的奶奶一个生日礼物。
And so this little boy wants to give his grandma for a present for her 80th birthday.
哦啊，这个小明哦，哦，他是一个 teenage 的男孩呀、啊。
And so this boy is a teenager.
哦，他觉得他最喜欢的，他觉得什么最好
？So he thought about what is the best thing and what is his most favorite thing.
哎，现在最流行的 iPad。
And it is what's most trendiest right now is the iPod.
哦，他认为那个是最好的啊。
Because he thinks this is the best.
因为他最喜欢的啊。
Because he likes this the most out of everything.
你想想看，他的八十岁的老祖母会不会用？需不需要？
When you think about this, will his grandmother need this iPod? Will she know how to use this?
哦，所以同样的，今天我们服侍神哦。
Same goes for us when we're serving the Lord today.
哦，不是我喜欢哦，我想我愿意哦。
It's not according to what we want and what we want to do and what we're willing to do.
而应该是照着神的旨意哦。
However, it should be according to the will of the Lord.
神喜欢。
And because this is something that God will find favor in.
哦，这样来服侍才能讨神的喜悦哦。
And with that kind of attitude, then God will find joy in our servitude.
哦，那除了照神所喜悦的，哦，这边还谈到要用虔诚跟敬畏的心来服侍，哦。
So not only to worship God acceptably, but also with reverence and awe.
哦，照神所喜悦的服侍神，让我们知道，哦，这个我们服侍的，内容。
And to worship God, in His favor, and this let us know that we want need to do things that God will like, according to His will.
那再来，这个用虔诚敬畏的心来服侍神，是指着我们服侍的态度跟动机。
And when to worship Him with reverence and awe, this describes the motivation behind the reason why we serve.
哦，虔诚敬畏，这是我们对神当有的态度。
To worship in reverence and awe, and this is the attitude that we must have when we worship the Lord.
哦，我们是神的仆人，我们在服侍我们的主人。
Today we are the servants of the Lord, and we're serving our master.
哦，就好像说，我们在世上工作一样。
It's just like when we do work within the world.
我们服务我们的机关，我们的公司，我们的客户。
We serve our corporate and we serve our customers.
哦，同时我们也哦接受人家的服务。
And at the same time, we receive the service of others as well.
哦，那我们刚刚谈到哦。
And we just talked about.
我们都不喜欢哦那种敷衍应付式的服务啊。
We don't like the servitude or the service that is merely just to get the job done.
哦，那如果说有一天呢，那个服务我们的哦，这个公司的哦，或者是人哦，这个服务人员哦，虽然哎，他也照着哦这个合约来服务我们哦，合约的内容来服务我们。
And if one day when you're working with another company and they're trying to serve you in a certain way and even though they're according to the contract
给该给的修该修的
and they do what is according to the contract
哦，但是他的态度非常的恶劣非常的傲慢
however they were very arrogant and also very does not treat you the right way
我们会感觉到很舒服吗
？Will you feel enjoyable？
哦，我们一定会很心里很不舒服。
I'm quite sure that you will feel very uncomfortable。
哦，甚至于我们想要换一家公司，换另外一个服务员呢
？Even to a point that you want to change the service provider to another one。
哦，那今天我们服务神，我们在服侍神。
Today, when we're serving the Lord,
我们在服务弟兄姐妹
when we're serving brothers and sisters,
我们在服侍教会
and we're serving the church,
哦，我们也应当用虔诚跟敬畏来服侍
We also need to serve in reverence and awe,
哦，让我们的服侍，哦，真正能够讨神的喜悦
so that our servitude may truly find favor in God's eye.
哦，神不但喜欢我们服侍他的项目跟内容
and not only God delights in the subject that we serve in,
更悦纳我们侍奉他的态度跟动机
but also accepts the attitude and the motivation, the motive behind the reason why we serve.
哦，那我们能够做到以上的这几项
And if we're able to fulfill all these things that have been mentioned
哦，那当我们经历一些天灾地震的时候
than when we face all the calamities and also these earthquakes within the world.
我们更加能够啊，哦，心安理得来等候主的再临，等候审判的来到。
Then peacefully and without any fear, we're able to wait for the second coming of the Lord.
因为我们如同我们所等候、所得着的国度一样，不能被震动。
Because what we are waiting for is just like the kingdom that we waited for all our lives, it cannot be shaken.
在这个乱世当中，在这个末后危险的日子里头，成为中流砥柱。
Within this chaotic world, during the chaotic end times, we're able to stand.
我们早上这一堂就跟大家一起学习分享到这里。
And we'll end our first session here.
我们同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen.